Well, how about that for show and tell? That's President Trump visiting his adorable granddaughter's school for Grandparents Day. She gets to show off her once and soon to be yet again president grandfather. That's exactly the news that Trump has gotten over the last 48 hours. This is going to absolutely blow your mind. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, I do want to prepare you for this Friday. At the end of this week, I'm sharing some very exciting news that we've been working on for some time now. And if you're on my email list, you'll read about the announcement even sooner. I promise you, if you're a top fan of this channel, you're going to love this. You're not going to want to miss it. Now, when it comes to analyzing polls, we all know that a significant degree of skepticism is an appropriate response. We know the legacy media lies. That's all they do. They are devout practitioners of what is called advocacy journalism, where more and more media outlets openly shill for woke partisan politicians and issues. And then they squeeze and manipulate the so-called facts into that woke advocacy. We know this. Elon Musk knows this. Tucker knows this. And one of the weapons the legacy media has historically used in their propaganda peddling is polls. Polls have long been recognized by scholars as actually influencing public opinion, not so much reflecting it, but influencing it, in that the perceived quality of a candidate or a political issue is often bolstered by the perception of mass support. The left-wing activists disguised as journalists know this, and they do everything they can to use the power of polls to manipulate public opinion. And so all of this is to say that when it comes to polls, careful discernment is required if we want to understand what's really going on. And one of the ways we can be discerning is through the test of corroboration. The test of corroboration involves looking at a mass swath of polls, right? All with different methodologies, different samples, different weighting systems, even looking at different regions and the like, and then comparing the results. And if we begin to see a pattern emerge, if we begin to see consistent overlapping results from the various and differentiated surveys, then we are more likely than not seeing what's real as over and against what's manipulated. Gang, what is happening in the polling with President Trump is utterly staggering. It's breathtaking. In many respects, there are pollsters now coming out and saying that we have never seen anything quite like this before. It doesn't matter which poll we look at. It doesn't matter the sample size. It doesn't matter the weight or methodology. It doesn't matter where the poll was taken, whether it's a red state or a blue state, South or Pacific Northwest. All the polls today, literally all of them across the board, are showing a Trump surge the likes of which we have never seen. I'll say that again, and I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about here. All the polls, again, virtually all of them, Republican, Democrat, you name it, all of them are showing a Trump surge the likes of which we have never seen. And I'm going to show you exactly what's going on. But first,
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He is back. It is time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on that link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendance to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material, and it really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some energy towards what's shaping up to be the single most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you don't want to be caught paying way more later on eBay from someone who bought one right now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today. Let's start with the latest Quinnipiac poll that just dropped yesterday. Quinnipiac has Trump beating Biden 48-46. Now, what you have to get here is that Trump has never led a Quinnipiac poll ever. Trump has never led a Quinnipiac poll ever. Quinnipiac had Biden plus 11 the day before the 2020 election. They had Clinton plus 6 for the 2016 election. Now, you see, what you have to get here is with their same sampling, their same methodologies, same weighting systems and the like, now Quinnipiac has found that Trump is leading for the first time ever. Let's look at the latest Fox poll, which dropped yesterday. Again, Fox is notoriously liberal in their polling. Fox had Biden plus 8 in November 2020. Take a look at this. Trump is beating Biden by 4, 50-46. You'll notice that Trump is winning the majority vote here. It's not just the electoral vote. Again, a 4-point lead for Trump in a poll that had Biden winning by 8 in 2020. It's utterly astonishing. Let's keep going, shall we? Look at this Emerson poll from the swing state of Ohio. Trump is crushing Biden by double digits, by 12 points. Remember, historically, the candidate that wins both Florida and Ohio wins the general election. That's been the pattern in every single election since 1865, with the exception being 1960 and 2020, the two elections with the most obvious fraud. Here's the latest Marquette poll. Trump 52-48. Again, Marquette had Biden up by 5 in November 2020. The latest Reuters Ipsos poll. Trump 51-49. Again, Trump getting the majority vote. The latest MU Law poll. Trump 52-48. The latest YouGov poll, which had Biden plus 10 in 2020, now has Trump leading by 2. There's simply no way around this. Virtually all of the polls are showing a massive, and I mean a massive, Trump surge and Biden implosion. And in the end, like we've been saying before, the reason for this is rather simple. In the end, there appears to be two overall reasons for this Trump surge. First and foremost, voters believe Trump was the better president, hands down. It's that simple. Poll after poll, survey after survey shows that voters believe that the Trump years were years of peace and prosperity, by and large, and the Biden years are years of war and depression. That simple. No amount of gaslighting is going to change that. And the second reason, poll after poll shows voters believe Biden is simply too old and senile. He's cognitively not fit for the job. And if he's not fit now, he's certainly not going to be fit 4 years from now. In short, Trump was the better president, and Biden is too old and senile to continue. The combination of those two factors are sinking Biden and surging Trump. And if these polls are any indicators, we ain't seen nothing yet. Hey, gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you, too, have been looking for a community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.